the information about your finalist nomination says the federal government launched a geospatial informational system that gave first responders and the public unprecedented access to timely data about the oil spill. Talk about what was in place before this happened so that we can get a sense of the improvement that you and your team made.
Sure. So the system you're talking about, we call IRMA, which is the Environmental Response Management Application. And it was it's a web-based mapping program that we had been working on for a few years prior to Deepwater Horizon. And it started out as a kind of an idea as I was sitting with my counterpart at the University of New Hampshire, Nancy Kenner. And we were getting a briefing on this new technology with using open source mapping for the issue was climate change, that happened to be. But the system was fast and flexible and easy to use for non-GIS users like myself. And we talked about seeing if we could do this for oil spill response. So in oil spill response, you need to be able to do things very quickly and timely, and it needs to be pretty easy for a diverse user group. So we put the proof of concept together, put together our very competent small team to work, go from idea to prototype. And then we started talking with the National Response Team, which is a group made up of several federal agencies. And the U.S. EPA out of Edison, New Jersey, funded us to start a real IRMA project in the U.S. Caribbean. So we went through a series of checks and balances with that, doing drills with the response community, both in the New England area and in the Caribbean. Learned a lot through all of that. Definitely an iterative process in refining the product. And we were just getting ready to test ourselves to see how fast we could stand up an IRMA site, and Deepwater Horizon happened.
So you were pushed along a little bit, it sounds like.
We were pushed along. You know, we had a five-year plan that we feels like we implemented in a few months.
The IRMA uses a tremendous amount of data, and it says here that that data is coming from more than a dozen agencies. How did you confirm that the data that was being fed into IRMA was accurate, or did you have to rely on the agencies feeding you the information to make sure that it was accurate?
We come at that at a couple different ways. And we know primary data sources for things like the weather. We're going to go to the National Weather Service and pull that information in directly, and we'll stream that in real time. And we have trust of that information. Information that's being developed in the field goes through a lot of quality control checks before we put it into IRMA, or certainly before we make it publicly available through IRMA.
Now, you told the Partnership for Public Service that there was some resistance to doing this in the first place. What kind of resistance, and what was the grounds for that?
I think the resistance is pre-Deepwater Horizon, we didn't have, the public was not our audience for putting together this geographical information and putting it out there in real time. Our audience was the response community. So the resistance was being able to put together a system that could handle 3.4 million hits the first day and not crash. Because mm-hmm. once it crashes, then you lose all your credibility at that point. So it just was a new paradigm for us to be putting all this information out so quickly and so widely available.
What are the implications on what you set up this time for another disaster in the future? Is this potentially another stepping stone toward an even more advanced system based on what technology will allow you to do the next time around?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we are still working through our lessons learned and our development desires that we learned through working with a variety of people and trying to get information out that is makes sense to the right sector of people you're trying to get it to. The technology, we're trying to stay on top of the technology as it is rapidly evolving. A good example of that is, so I mentioned the public site requires a huge amount of hardware and infrastructure behind it. We're looking at cloud computing resources to be able to do it in a faster and more efficient way for the next big event that we might be working on.
I'm going to read a quote here, and I hope I don't embarrass you because you don't deserve it. She combines the technical expertise and knowledge of information technology and data systems with a sense of mission. We're going to have to incorporate this system into our disaster response doctrine, no less than former Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen saying that about you. So congratulations to you for being a finalist for the Homeland Security SAMMY Medal, and thank you for talking about your work, Amy.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor.